Welcome to the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. During this session, we will be having an unedited discussion with an expert. And what I'll be planning to do is, during our discussion, get them to teach me something. Teach me about something that's of interest, but also they are an expert in. I'm Michael Edwards, and I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. And I will tap into our wonderful community to bring you along on my drive for self-improvement and my desire to learn. So please connect with me on various social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you what subjects you'd like to learn more about, or what subjects you think it'd be good for me to learn about. So please, you know, get in contact and let me know. All the details will be in the show notes, and you can send me an email or contact me by the various platforms. I really hope you enjoy the show. So I'm delighted to say on the latest episode, we are joined by Brenda Etchell. So welcome to the video podcast, Brenda.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, you're very, very welcome. So today we're going to be talking about working with business mentors and what that means and how to do it and all that kind of stuff. But probably a good place to start, actually, is just to find out a little bit about you, Brenda, and what you do. And then that frames a conversation about this. So, fire away.
Yeah, thank you. So I guess you term the day job as being a business mentor. So I work with small businesses, probably under about 20 employees, working either one-on-one with the business owner or with the senior management team, kind of working alongside them to help them grow and develop their business and progress in the direction they want to take their business in.
Okay, so, yeah, absolutely. I think probably really useful for people to know, you know, what is a business mentor? Because there'll be probably, like a lot of these things, people will think they know what it is. Some people are right, some people are wrong. But, you know, in your eyes, what is a business mentor and what do you do?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. And I don't think there's a one answer to it, because I think it means different things to different people depending on their need. Yeah. I mean, there are some definitions out there about what a mentor is. But I don't agree with them all. So kind of one sort of typical definition is it's somebody, I guess, who's older and wiser and been there, and they know the ropes and they're sort of passing on their advice. But to me, that's quite a parental hierarchical type relationship. And to me, that's not what being a mentor is all about. To me, it's very much working with somebody and learning from each other and working together. A lot of my clients, I don't know their industry, and they're potentially way more experienced than me in the business world, but that doesn't mean I can't be a good mentor to them, because there's lots of different roles a mentor can take, and it'll probably change during the relationship as well. You know, at one point you might just be there as their confidant. They might just want somebody they can trust, they can bounce ideas off, that's just listening to them. A kind of sounding board type role. And I know one client I worked with who's really experienced, and I remember saying to her, "What do you think you can get from me?" And she was like, "I just need a sounding board, somebody who's not my family, they're not my friends, they're not in business with me. I have no, you know, kind of agenda. It's just somebody purely objective to listen to them, let them think out loud and talk out loud and help them develop thoughts for themselves in their head with a few challenging questions." You might be a role model. I guess that's going back to the traditional explanation of a mentor, somebody who you see as a role model. And funnily enough, I was watching Celebrity MasterChef final last night, and one of the chefs on that was talking about their boss, but he also referred to them as being their mentor.
Okay.
And I thought that was quite interesting, because I'm not sure your boss can ever truly be your mentor, because they'd have to wear two different hats there. Yeah. But that's taking it to that phrase, I guess, somebody who's been in the industry longer and you admire and can guide you and they know the ropes. So I guess it's back to that traditional sort of way of thinking of a mentor.
That feels almost more like a role model than a mentor.
Yes.
I think there probably is some crossover. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
It just feels like probably a bit more of an example, yeah, to listen to and look into rather than
think. Yeah. And some people do want their mentor to be more of an advisor. It's something business mentors are wary of, to not give advice. But sometimes you can have like an advisory role.
Mm.
But you kind of have to be very clear. You're kind of caveating it that, you know, it's this might be right for your business, but it might not. Or I've seen this approach work somewhere else, but it might not be right for you, because it's very dangerous as business mentors to start actually giving advice. That's not what we're about. It's about holding your hand, helping you come up with the right decisions for yourself.
No, absolutely. And I think that leads perfectly into the kind of, I guess, one of the biggest questions. I'm sure you get this quite a lot. You know, what is the difference, a business mentor and a business coach? And I guess where are the similarities to an extent as well, but what are the differences, and why would I want a mentor rather than a coach, or I guess vice versa as well?
Yeah, it's something I personally battle with. And at the end of the day, I think, well, because sometimes I'll be mentoring and sometimes I'll be coaching, and I might do both in the same session, or I might do both over a series of sessions. The client doesn't know which one they're getting. But I guess the fundamental differences to me are, mentoring is very much person-centric. It's about me building a relationship with the person. Coaching tends to be more action-focused. There's a particular issue or a challenge somebody needs to overcome and work on. So coaching is about the issue or the challenge, whereas mentoring to me is about the person. So that's one, I guess, key difference.
Yeah.
Mentoring, again, to me is more about building and establishing a long-term relationship. So a lot of the clients I work with in mentoring, I've been working with them for 2-3 years now, and it's an ongoing thing. So we meet monthly, we meet quarterly, we have catch-ups, but we've built that long-standing, trusted relationship. I guess a bit like what businesses have with their accountants or their lawyers, you kind of become part and parcel of their everyday business activity. Coaching, again, is quite short-term. There's something specific I need to work on and develop, and it's focused on that. So a lot of coaching is more short-term. You might work with somebody for maybe 6 sessions, and they've got what they need. They've developed. They've sorted out that issue.
Yeah.
Sometimes coaching will then lead into mentoring because you've established the relationship. Go on, you're going to say something.
Yeah, and I guess with the difference potentially, not always, but with a coach or a mentor, is that a mentor, as you quite rightly said, is someone you know, you could start your business today and it goes through all the things it needs to go through over a 20-year period, let's say, and the mentor could stay the same, be the same person. Whereas a coach, potentially, and obviously it depends what happens if you're growing and developing, so you're going from being just you to then starting to grow a team, and then, I don't know, you start to go international and all these other things, you probably need different coaches with different expertise.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That would absolutely make sense. Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and like I said, there's obviously a degree of crossover, but...
Yeah, so if somebody particularly wanted coaching, say, on strategy or planning, I would be a good coach for them because I can use my background and my knowledge there. But you're right, if somebody wants coaching on...
trading internationally.
Yeah.
They'll need someone who is a specific, or maybe in particular industries, they might, I don't know, you're a food manufacturer. It's very different to someone who's running a marketing agency.
Yeah.
There's also differences.
Yeah. And one of the things a good mentor will do, I'll signpost you to the right experts at the right time as well.
Yeah.
And having a big network of people really helps be a good business mentor, because you can pull in the right people to help your client at the right time.
That makes sense, Brenda. So I guess the question about why you would have a mentor. So if I came to you, Brenda, and said, look, I'm thinking about getting a mentor, but I'm not sure, is it the right thing for me? What kind of things would you, I guess, ask and discuss to work that out?
Yeah. Well, I guess I'd ask you why you think you need a business mentor. Let's try this. Why do you think you need a business mentor?
Because I'm looking to grow what I do in my business and keep, you know, get bigger and grow what we do. And I feel like I need someone there alongside me to support me.
Yeah. So one of the key things a business mentor will do is stop, because that can get quite overwhelming, isn't it? You're trying to grow your business and develop, and there's this and there's that to think about. It can all become quite overwhelming, and you might not be sure what to prioritize or what to put first. And so quite often a business mentor, by you just almost getting it off your chest, can take away that feeling of overwhelm, and you can actually focus and almost be much more clear about, actually, do you know, you're right, what I really need to work on right now is this, and I can park all that because that's just getting in my way right now. So a business mentor will help you just have real clarity and focus on what is that priority for you right now. And you'll probably know it, but sometimes you've got so much going on in our heads, it can just get really foggy and messy. So sometimes a business mentor is almost can sort of start becoming a counselor or a therapist sometimes, because sometimes it's just the relief of actually being able to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're talking to somebody about things as well, you almost rationalize it yourself. It just needs somebody there nodding the head, saying yes, every few seconds. And you go, actually, you kind of work it out yourself, don't you, sometimes? And when it's stuck in your head, it doesn't happen so much.
Yeah. 80% of a mentoring session should be the mentor listening. That's really a good mentoring session, is when you're doing the talking and the mentor is just listening and reflecting back to you what they're hearing you say, or pointing out where there's some sort of inconsistency. So I'm talking to a client, I'll say, how are you today? They'll go, it's fine. Or I don't know, sometimes a mentor will pick up when the body language is incongruent with what the person's telling you. And that's quite interesting to reflect back to people. Are you aware your energy drops or rises when you talk about that? And again, that can help channel people in the right way if you help them to know where their energy is.
So I've just been thinking then, it was really interesting actually. So we recorded a podcast a few weeks ago with Ruth Richards. I don't know if you saw that. And it was... we're talking about basically how you use your gut feeling in when it comes to developing your strategy and plans in your business, and you know, and kind of what you were saying then, the stuff that matters, and it kind of almost, I didn't think about this at the time, but now that actually a mentor could help you with that. So they could, like you said, if you're, you know, you're talking about growing your business, but your body language said, actually, do you want to do that? And that, you know, that's a lot of the conversation with Ruth, and maybe a mentor more than maybe a coach, because a coach would, and I might be wrong with it, but kind of almost would literally, okay, then what are the steps? What do we do? Whereas a mentor might be, well, actually, do you want to do that? Is that the right thing?
I had a client recently who came to me, and I'd worked on him on his business model, and he came to me with three different business models, a way he could develop his business. And he talked through all three, and all three made complete logical sense on paper. Mm-hmm. But when he talked about one, oh my God, he got so animated and passionate about it. And I just went, you know, are you aware when you talk about that, you get really passionate? He went, yeah, because that's the one I really want to do. I was like, well, that's the one you should do then. Whereas you're right, a coach would be saying, so tell me why when you talk about that, you get more passionate. Okay, right, let's... coach would ask lots of questions.
There's obviously a place for both, and the right place and the right time. But like I said, just that conversation is quite fresh in my mind with Ruth, and actually feels like kind of something like your gut feeling feels like that's just you involved, but actually a mentor could help you with that, facilitate that a little bit. It's almost like you're kind of holding a mirror up to yourself a little bit.
Yeah, and it's also maybe a bit of validation of that gut feeling as well when somebody else points it out. You probably feel validated. Yeah, you're right. Actually, do you know what? I was right. That is my gut feel is the right thing to do.
Yeah. So it's interesting how these things kind of all knit together a little bit. So if somebody decides, you know, they want a mentor, they're going to explore that, looking for a mentor, what kind of things should they be looking for to choose the right person? Because, you know, I'm sure like every walk of life, there'll be good mentors and bad mentors, but actually more often than not, there'll be the right ones or the wrong ones for individuals. So what type of things in your experience should people be looking out for to find the best one or the right one for them?
Yeah. So first thing I'd say is you want a mentor with a bit of, I guess, credibility. So I'm a member of the Association of Business Mentors. So I would probably direct people to look on their website. There's a whole list of people on there who are mentors, and because they're a member, they're, you have to go through a process. So, you know, you're experienced, you've mentored so many people, and also we're constantly learning and developing through CPD. So I would say look for a mentor with a bit of background or a bit of credibility to them. The second thing I'd say is speak to several. So get in touch with two or three different people and have maybe half an hour conversations with them and just see if you click. It's really important with your mentor that you click. So I would say have like a half hour conversation and make sure you feel there's a connection, your values are not clashing, you know, because it's really important. I say this is a long, to me, this is a long-term relationship. So I'd invest that time up front. Don't just pick one mentor out, pick maybe at least three and have conversations with them and decide which one's right for you.
That makes sense. I guess that goes back to gut feeling a little bit as well, doesn't it? Yeah. Like, some of that is, like you said, the right person for you.
Yeah.
There might not be a checklist that is perfect, but don't forget that gut feeling with it as well.
Yeah. And a lot of people might feel more comfortable having a mentor who is within their same industry. And that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. But a good mentor is more, I think, more about the skills and abilities they bring rather than being within the industry. Mm. But again, it's just what's ever right for you. It's got to be right for you at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. One thing I was just thinking about then is like my kind of, my impression of a mentor, impression maybe is the wrong word, but my kind of feeling, a mentor is really, really important when it's just, if you're running the business, having that outside kind of what we talked about earlier person is really beneficial. Is there also a beneficial mentor? Let's say there's two of you running the business. Would you mentor one-on-one with each of them or one-on-two? Or would that depend?
Yeah, I would feel a bit awkward mentoring both of them individually. Because quite often mentors open up a lot about personal stuff as well.
Yeah.
Or they might want to open up about how they feel about their business partner and the frustrations there.
Yeah.
And I think I would find it a bit conflicting if I was mentor. I mean, it's obviously completely confidential, but I still think I'd maybe find it a bit weird to mentor.
Yeah, it'd be... them. Yeah, almost a conflict of interest to an extent, because I guess obviously whilst you wouldn't do it intentionally as a human, if you've got a story from the first person, you start to build an impression of the second person before you even talk to them. You don't intend to do that, but it's a very natural thing to do, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of kind of group mentoring, it could work as I mentor both together.
Mm.
But my instinct would be, no, I would mentor one-on-one and they might have a different mentor. So they'd have their own business mentors.
Yeah, because maybe, and that's kind of going back to this again, this difference between mentors and coaches. So my personal belief, and this is just a personal belief, is that it feels like a mentor is something that you would have essentially one-to-one, it's that relationship. Whereas, yes, you can have a coach on a one-to-one basis, of course you can, and there'd be a benefit to that. But actually, I think if you, let's say there was you and a business partner or a couple of business partners, I think there'd actually be more of a need for a coach.
Yeah.
Because there's that kind of being that kind of almost, referee is the wrong word, but that person who's kind of bringing you together a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's maybe kind of going back to that, what's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a hard and fast rule on that, but that feels like something that could be the case.
Yeah, and you're probably starting to edge towards consultancy slightly there as well on that continuum. That if I was working with two directors of a business and it was about helping them develop and take the business forward, it's coaching to me / consultancy at that end.
I hadn't really thought about that before, but that's like, except for maybe some people that might be the difference. So you have a coach together, you know, in terms of you're trying to build a business or move it in a direction or whatever. But then you individually go and have your own mentors.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there's that crossover between work and personal elements of it, which, as we know, probably over the last few years, that it's probably become a less of a line between those two things in our lives now. I think especially when you run your own business, they are almost one and the same, aren't they?
Yeah. And when you've built that trust with somebody as well and you start opening up to them, they become your confidant, then the more I work with people, the more they do start bringing in their personal issues as well, because you say it's all kind of interlinked these days, but because you've built that trust and you built that relationship, then you can work on that as well.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it, that if you've got things sorted in your personal life, you're probably going to be more effective in work and vice versa. So it's kind of to try and help them balance
it all out. Yeah.
Absolutely. So kind of moving on, I say to you, Brenda, right, yeah, I want you to be my mentor, Brenda. How does it work practically, I guess? What do we do from the very first session to kind of over time, kind of, I guess, step by step?
Yeah, so from the very first session, we would chat either face-to-face or online, depending, I guess, geographically where you are or what your preference is. And we'll just start chatting. The first session will probably be quite general, just getting to know each other, you know, finding out a bit about each other, what's going on for you at the moment. So there'll be a bit of, not fact finding, but a bit of just building that rapport, I guess. And then we would probably meet once every month. And we'll just start building on what we spoke about last time. What's been going on? How did that go for you? What's worrying you now? What challenges have you got ahead of you? So it's very much, the conversation is very much directed by the mentee, whatever it is that's front of mind for them at that moment and they want to talk about. And quite often you'll start off and they'll go, yeah, I'm all right, not got much to talk about today. Then if I just sit there and say nothing, they'll soon start filling the silence and telling me about all this stuff that's going on. You go, well, actual fact, do you want to talk about that? Actually, do you know, I really do want to talk about that. So it's sometimes people will come and not sure what actually they want to talk about, but they'll always fill the hour. I mean, and with some people I work with, it's a bit more structured, you know, it's a bit more about holding them accountable to what they said they were going to do. Right, so last time you said you were going to speak to your accountant about this, have you done that? Yeah, I've done that. And so with some, it's a bit more action-based and a bit more accountability, which is kind of, I guess, starting to merge into the coaching side of stuff. But I'll just keep building the story and building the narrative together.
So me as the mentee, is that the right word?
Yeah.
obviously, you've got things that you do. What are the things that I need to make sure I do and I'm prepared to do that will mean that you'll get the best out of having a mentor? What do I have to be prepared for?
I guess there's a bit of an attitude and mindset, isn't there, that you want to develop and progress in a particular direction. So I'd like to think you've thought about, okay, I'm having a business mentor because I want to take my business, I want to do this or take it in that direction. So you've got, I guess, that clear end of sight in line. No, that's not the right way of saying. There's a, do you know what I'm trying to say? There's a clear, something you're trying to work towards. You need to come and be open and honest, and be willing, I guess, to open up and accept your feelings and listen to your gut feel and be willing to go deep on things, because quite often you'll present with some issue, but that's not the real issue and you're hiding something, and it sometimes can go quite deep and quite personal. Mm-hmm. So I guess be willing to open up and listen to your feelings and acknowledge your feelings. But I think the main thing is just being willing to be open, honest, transparent. And I was going to say act on what you say you're going to act on, but do you know what? That's not the role of the business mentor. If you don't act on what you say you're going to do, it's kind of no skin off my nose. It's your business at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I think because people are paying for something and it's regular, it does make you do it. Because a lot of people say to me, oh, my God, I knew I had this call with you coming up, so I thought I'd done before Brenda tells me off. So well, there is that.
Yeah, it's like a psychology to it. None of us like to be seen to have failed, essentially, not done the thing that we said we would do. You know, it's kind of, I guess it's brought up, you know, you do your homework when you're at school and you've got things you need to do when you're in a job and you do what your parents tell you. Yeah. Just used to that, aren't we? So it's kind of, you know, all of a sudden, especially if you set your own business up, you've got nobody. Yeah. Only you you're accountable to. And that can be a real challenge.
Yeah.
I mean, really difficult. It sounds wonderful and it is really good to an extent, but you'll know as well as I do, sometimes that's challenging as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I guess just being there, be present, just bring yourself fully to the session.
So this might be slightly controversial. I don't know. See where I'll go with this one. The kind of things you've talked about there about being open and being honest and being quite be prepared to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
I'm going to generalize here and say that females are better than that than the males. When you said that, I had kind of this almost anxious feeling going on. Because, you know, and, you know, if you look at obviously going into kind of really serious things about things like men's mental health and talking about things, maybe this is something that men should do more of than they do. I don't know what your experience is now, I don't know what the balance is, men and women, but
yeah.
I'm thinking out loud here, really, thinking as a man, because I'm prepared to accept that we, on the whole, are useless at these things. Like to me, what you said, my natural inclination is I want a coach, not a mentor. That's not because I don't need one. You could argue it's actually probably more the other way around. But I don't know if it'd be almost easier for me to have a coach because I feel inside my comfort zone.
Yeah. I'm just looking up at my client list, actually. It's about 50-50.
Interesting.
But there's probably a tendency for the female mentees to potentially open up more about personal stuff and it not be as work and business focused. Saying that, though, I'm just thinking of somebody I mentored recently who's male, and he'd mentioned something in a session. I was like, oh, actually, that's quite interesting. And I said to him, do you want to explore that deeper? Do you want to talk about that? And I could tell, and he did. So it's like, right, the next session, let's open up and talk about that. And we got to the next session, I could see he was like almost dreading it. So when I brought it up, he was like, oh my God, I knew you were going to bring that up. But I'd asked his permission that it was okay to talk about it, but he was still reluctant. But after we spoke about it, he went, oh my God, you know, I'm so glad I've got that off my chest. And I can, so... But I could tell there was a way, it was almost like, I know I'll need to talk about this, but there was a bit of feeling a bit vulnerable about it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, like I said, we are generalising and we know that it's not all men and it's not all women. There is crossover, but like I said, you know, a lot of things tell us that men are generally not as good as that. And so I kind of, my theory maybe is actually, as a man, you probably need a mentor more than a coach. Because it's doing things that are really, that you maybe struggle with in other areas. So some of the stuff you've talked about, you might struggle to talk to your friends about, to even colleagues or partners, whatever it might be. And actually a mentor could kind of almost bridge that gap.
Yeah.
I thought about it then as I was thinking about, like I said, because when you said what it is, it kind of made me feel like both uncomfortable, but also actually that's what I need more.
Yeah, and bear in mind it would probably take maybe 4 to 6 sessions to be able to feel comfortable opening up like that. So the first few sessions are probably very business focused.
And that's fine, and that's kind of going back to what you were saying about this long term thing, the future. You know, maybe again generalizing here, it might take the male a little bit longer to open up, but as long as they do, that's a real positive thing.
Yeah.
One
of the kind of key differences, I guess, is coaching is future focused. It's very much something you want to, whereas mentoring can almost go into the past. So it can be past, present and future mentoring. So with mentoring, you could go, actually, did something happen, you know, in your past that's made you feel like that now?
Yeah.
So I guess that's a bit more counselling-y, therapeutic, that you might, whereas the coaching is very much about, you want to be X, right? How are we going to get you there? Do you know what I mean?
It's
very directional and sort of very future focused.
Yeah, and like I said, I didn't expect this conversation to go down this route, actually, but it's really, this is kind of the power of this podcast. I think this is fascinating, actually, because you know, I, like I said, I won't speak for many gentlemen, I'll speak to myself. I struggle to open up about things. I know I do. And maybe, would I go to a counsellor? I really struggle with that, like to talk about stuff and feelings. I would really struggle. But a mentor, because it's almost a balance of business and personal, whilst it would take a little while for me to get to that point, I think I could get there because it'd feel like there's almost a bit of a safety blanket of I can always go back into the business stuff because I feel in my comfort zone there. So maybe, like I said, I can, I'd not thought about this ever before until this conversation. This is what I like about this podcast. Maybe that for me, like I said, maybe it's not a male female thing, maybe it's just a me thing. A mentor would have a lot more effect, I think. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And while it might be something personal, the mentor will always try and bring it back to be relevant to your business as well. So it might be, okay, so how's that affecting you in terms of how you're running your business? So, it's not marriage guidance counselling.
No, but the thing is, the emotional side of it is important. When it's your own business, especially, and you've got, like I said, going back to the conversation I had with Ruth recently about that kind of your gut feeling and your happiness and all that kind of stuff, maybe that sometimes we do things because society expects us to do it and we just plow along and do it. And maybe if we are actually a little bit more... have a better balance between everything, we might do what we want to do a bit more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I've
gone down a route.
Give yourself a mentor.
So I'll find the final question for me then, Brenda. So if someone's thinking about this, I might go down getting a mentor or a coach, obviously. What kind of things should they be thinking about before contacting someone like yourself? What kind of things would be useful to them to think about before they do that?
I guess it's the questions that you're asking yourself on a daily, weekly basis that you don't have the answers for, or you wish you had the answers for. How am I going to achieve what I want to achieve? What are the obstacles? What are the challenges? What are the issues for me right now in running my business? What is it I want to overcome? What's causing me sleepless nights? What am I mouthing off to my partner about night after night? What's keeping me awake? Those sorts of things, I guess. What's front of mind for you really at the moment in terms of running your business?
I think it's always important to think about stuff like this before you contact someone, because then when you do, let's say they had a conversation with you, it's kind of like, okay, do I think that Brenda can help me with this? Essentially is the outcome that you want to come to. So I think it's really important. Does that make sense?
Does make sense.
Excellent. So if anyone does want to find out a little bit more about you, Brenda, what you do and how you do it, where's the best places to go and look?
You can link in with me on LinkedIn. You could go to my website, which is brendaetchells.co.uk. As I said, or you could find me through the Association of Business Mentors as well, on there. They're probably the three main ways to find me, but link in with me, that's probably the best bet.
With the podcast, I'll add all the various links in the notes for people to find you, and obviously for whatever reason you can't find that, just let us know and we'll point you in Brenda's direction. I just want to say thank you, Brenda. It's a really interesting conversation. Like I said, I went down a little bit of a route I wasn't expecting to. But I think it's really important to think about, because the premise of this podcast is for me to be taught about things and to be learn things, and hopefully the people listening and watching will get the same things. And if I was thinking it, there's potentially someone else was thinking it.
I hadn't really thought about that before. This need to sometimes feel, I've run my own business and I'm really strong and I'm in control and I'm really confident. And whereas inside you're probably battling lots of things, and to be able just to get that off your chest and speak out loud about it. It's could be quite therapeutic.
Absolutely. And I'm more than aware I'm not in control in any shape or form at any point of any day. So that's...
I don't think any of us are, but we all sometimes pretend to be.
Yeah.
But with your business mentor, you say it's completely confidential. Just you can, that's your space to be open and honest about these things.
I think it's, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I think it's definitely something, given me something to think about, actually, more or less and more than I expected. But yes, thank you so much, Brenda. It's been a great, thank you for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed this chat today, and like me, you learned something new from our wonderful expert. So if you'd like to hear from more of our sessions, please subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcast from to hear more. And also, we'd love to meet you at some point at one of our upcoming events. We, the Northern Affinity, hold events all across the north of England, and we'd love to meet new people and have guests along. So please come along and check out our website or all the details in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.